Hello there. You're listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. Thank you so much for joining me here on Acupuncture Point. Now, a few weeks ago, I had the honour of hosting the first ever conference for the Association of Acupuncture Clinicians, AAC. Now, I am a very, very proud member of AAC, and I'm also part of its working board, which basically means I get to meet up with the people running the show, and I get to have my say as an acupuncture practitioner about how I feel and where I feel the organisation is going. And I also had quite a large part to play in organising this conference. Anyway, that's me blabbing away. In today's show, we are going to hear the welcome address of that session. And that's led by two of my lovely colleagues, a brilliant, brilliant woman called Claire Ward. She works in all sorts of areas. And also Mr. Chris Davies. And Chris is the association's rather dynamic and rather brilliant CEO. And in this meeting, address, they're going to be talking about some of the wonderful, wonderful things that the association has achieved in a very, very short space of time, in about a year. And it just means that acupuncture and acupuncturists in the UK now have the opportunity to join an organisation that really has their back. And I hope that you'll enjoy listening to this welcome address as much as I do.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Thank you to all of you for coming today. Thank you to speakers, and thank you to new members. I see new members here, current members, but also old friends who've been with us since the very beginning. So lovely to see you, Alison, and Janet, and Mark. Just great to be here together. I know many of you will know Chris as our CEO, but perhaps you don't all know that there are five of us that make up a working board that run the AAC. We're all practitioners, we all have busy clinics, and we all bring different skill sets to the table. But what unites us is our passion in having a say in the future of our profession. We haven't got an office, but we work together. We communicate via WhatsApp and Zoom and telephone. And we're a good, happy bunch that work together well. And I'd like to introduce them to you. So, Kevin, you have met. So Kevin Durgin is infamous for his wonderful conferences. So without Kevin, we wouldn't have had such a spectacular lineup today. And Kevin brings a positive energy to our members' meetings that we have on webinar once every couple of months. And he's really passionate about getting a positive message out about acupuncture into the world. We've got Sarah Matheson. Sarah, give us a wave. Sarah brings many skills to our working group, but she's particularly keen on the kind of nurturing, loving, practical ways of dealing with member conundrums. And she facilitates a fabulous mentoring session, which gives you the peer-to-peer support and help with your difficulties. And Sarah runs those mentoring sessions as part of the membership, and we've had some really fabulous feedback about those. Maxine Silk is not here today. She's one of our board, and she's in Spain, sunning herself. Lucky girl. But from Spain, she continues to drive forward the upgrade of our website so that we can improve a lot of the automation and processes that we've been doing by hand. She's also involved in launching an SEO campaign for us so that we can increase our membership, because obviously as a bigger voice, we are louder and stronger. And then Chris and we work together to develop and drive forward a strategy to protect and secure and enhance our profession. But we also answer the phone and do emails, and we make sure that admin runs smoothly for everybody. But the thing that most delights me is that we have an extended board, I would say. And over the past few months, we've been really, really delighted to... I'm looking around the room. We've been really delighted that Diego has offered to help us. He's a keen videographer. And so, as Kevin said, he's going to be taking little snippets for our SEO program today. So do go and tell him what you like about the AAC membership. It'll give us feedback, but it'll also tell your colleagues why they should come and join us. And we've also got John Littleton, who is John Littleton here yet? Not yet. He's come over from Ireland. So do seek John out today. He, together with Andrea Garrett, have provided such a huge amount of passion and excitement into our very first journal, which is in your envelopes. And we have had our first meeting to talk about subsequent issues, and there are lots of exciting things coming down the pipeline. In addition, we've got Damian. Where are you, Damian? Give us a wave. And Damian Allegretti and Maeve O'Donnell. Is Maeve here yet? Maeve's not here yet. But together they're going to provide, they're going to join our journal group. And that means that we will have a regular research corner and a regular first aid hotspot in our journals. And Damian and Maeve are working together with me. They're passionate about the evidence base, and so they're going to come up with a robust way of measuring the outcomes for the subsidised therapy fund that we recently launched. And for those of you who don't know much about it, it is a framework to allow us to help you to see patients who cannot necessarily afford full fee treatment. So that, to me, has been really heartwarming to know that not only are we here to respond to your member inquiries, but we've also got some passion and force within the kind of working group to be able to drive projects. So I would say to you, if any of you had a job before acupuncture where you had some wonderful skills that you haven't been able to use in clinic, or perhaps you miss that collaboration of working with colleagues that is not so easy in our day-to-day lives, then do get in touch. We would love to hear from you. Tell us what your passions are. There are plenty of things that we are working on, and we would love to have you join us. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce Chris Davies, our CEO of AAC, who's going to tell you what's going on in AAC Towers and why he also is very proud of our membership. Thank you.
Good morning. It's so nice to see people not on Zoom. It's great to have you all here. I can't believe we've managed to come. It's fantastic. So thank you for your support. Obviously, we wouldn't be here without you being members and taking risks, because I know some of you are taking huge risk to move from an organisation or different organisations in the UK and not really knowing, will it work? Will it be okay? Will things be, you know, as good as it was where it was? You know? So I'm hoping that we can move forward and grow things. And later on, I've got a roadmap to go through where I want to take acupuncture in the UK in time. And I want to change the whole landscape of acupuncture in the UK that's never been done before. Not been done for 40 years. Ideas have been floated about it, but no one's ever done it. I think we can do it the next 18 months, 2 years. If we can't, we're being lazy. And we've just got to get on and do it. Yeah? We can all come together and make it happen. And we have great opportunities and great chances at the moment. So you must not do your best, but instead, you must do what is necessary. Winston Churchill, not my quote, I'd like to say it was mine. Yeah. So we can always say we do our best for things, but we've actually got to do what's necessary. We've got to move forward. We've got to get acupuncture, take hold of it, and make sure we protect it, make sure we look after it. There are lots of ways it can be taken off us, or it can be controlled, and that's not what we want. Control of an adverse situation creates a stagnation. And in Chinese medicine, that's our biggest enemy. We're always trying to remove stagnation. If things run very fast and run well in the body, we're happy with that. Yeah, maybe imbalances, but they're not the end of the world. When stagnation goes in, disease can settle, and we have problems. And that's what can happen in acupuncture. Yeah, we've got to make sure we push forward, we get rid of stagnation, we take the controls off. Yeah, we explore the freedoms of each other. So, obviously we've made a lot of changes, and I'm sure a lot of you heard these before, so, but I've been instructed by Kevin to go through them again. The thing that's different is we've tried to do things we've never done before. Yeah, and challenge things. Okay? So we were opening all lockdowns. 8 days after the first lockdown, we were back open, with permission public health England. We didn't do it like everyone did. There were 12,000 applications that went through from different associations across the UK saying, can we open to public health England? And they just said, well, we've got no idea. You know, what should we open? We didn't do that. We sat down for 8 days with lawyers and with people arguing for and against. We pulled it apart. We removed every single argument from us opening so that we could offer really very low risk but high benefits to clients. And that's what insurance is really interested in. If you ever worry about making a contraindication to your client, you have to just say, is the risk low to the client and is the benefit high? It's a good argument to make a contraindication. And that's what we did. The important thing about being open during the lockdown was it was about challenging. Everyone's told to close. It says who? No one. No one knew. It's the first time it's ever happened. No one had any experience. No one could sit back and say, well, we've done this 5 times before and you've got to because... So we needed challenging. Yeah? And unless we push back, we're just going to get closed off. And it's happened in other countries, unfortunately. We'll see that. So we were fully open in July with the HCPC group. So they're the first tier, what's called tier one, back to work. And they were allowed back because obviously they were healthcare professionals. And because we've been open and they were closed, the HCPC is on the closed. Yeah. And we were open before, we had a precedence. And that allowed us to be the only group out of 12,000 associations to be open, and fully open. You could do anything at that point. So there were restrictions later for beauty therapists to go and treat the face. We could treat in July. We could do anything. Full practice. So that changed a lot of things. From that, we managed to upgrade on the Office of National Statistics from alternative therapies to that healthcare professional group, alongside osteopaths and physiotherapists. Yeah? Now, some people said at the time that was just a listing. It wasn't. And some people said it happened by coincidence. It didn't. It took a lot of work to get that. Yeah, Public Health England got involved, they backed us with it, we met all the criteria, we had to prove the criteria, and they put us in that group. That lifted us up 100 places. That then allowed us to go open up for when you've got, we managed to get key worker status, so your kids could go out to school if you had kids, because you were a key worker. Yeah? If you wanted vaccines, then you could be in tier two for the vaccines and get them early. Yeah? We even organised during the petrol strikes that were starting to happen, or the petrol shortages that were going to happen, we even organised that if anything happened and that healthcare professionals, NHS, etc., could access petrol because of necessity, that we were included in that group. Yeah, it never happened, but we had it there. Yeah. So it's not just a listing. It's changed a lot of things, and it gives us a lot of benefits. Sharps Disposal Service, again, someone suggested it. They were so sick of their Sharps Disposal Service, and a lot of this has come from members. Yeah. And when we saw it again and again on the platform, on the Facebook platform, on the forum, we all felt the pain because we're all clinicians. We've got the same issues. So we changed it. And we wrote to 15 different companies and said, we're not doing it your way. You built around the medical world and you do it your way and that's it, but we're not going to do that. We want to do it this way. We want no contract. We pay a fee for the box. You drop it off. You collect it when we ring you. We don't want you turning up in every 3 months and you take a box that's either half empty or it's overflowing. Doesn't suit us. So we totally redesigned it, you know, and it's now one of the most popular services. 900 people in the group that we're in are on that service. So it's totally changed everything. We wrote the guidance for treatments for patients under 18. If you've not seen it, it's in the members area. You do not need parental guidance if they're under 18. Yeah? So if you've got patients coming in 15, 16, legally you don't need them to sign it off. They can come and see you privately.
they can open up and be in discussions privately. Yeah? So that document has taken a lot of work to go through because it's a complicated area which relies on what's called Gillick consent. Consent of an individual and do they understand the side effects and other things of your treatments. And that can be a grey area, especially if you're not a lawyer. So we've worked with lawyers and barristers, including Baillie's insurance lawyers, and we've got it literally shortened that down to one page. Okay, and it makes it very simple for you. What you can do, when you can do it, what age groups. You okay? We're losing it in and out here. And so that document has changed everything. Baillie's have actually then taken that document off us and said, we're going to use this everywhere. It's fantastic. And another association, counselling association, is now taking it off us as well. Yeah, that's going to change, you know, again, everything really. Inclusion of intradermals. Some insurances don't include intradermals. And what I mean by intradermals is the needles that you might leave in. 6 mil or 8 mil needles that you might tape over and send home. You know, a lot of insurance, if you look in the small print, you're not covered for it. In ours, you can be covered for it. Bloodletting insurance, yeah? I don't just mean pricking and a bit of blood comes out. Most insurances will cover you for that. I mean actually bloodletting where you're taking out lots of blood, yeah? Or a good amount of blood, yeah? No one's got the insurance for that. I flew over to Switzerland. I argued with the carriers. I did a big presentation, 50 pages worth, and we went through all the safety. They signed it off. They said, fine, we'll put it in there for you, yeah? Again, you can make change. And all these suggestions have come from you. All these things of can we do? What if? You know? Tell us your dreams. Tell us your struggles. If you're in clinic and you've got something that really annoys you, ring me. You can pick up the phone, you'll speak to me. I want to know, because we'll change it. And then we change the world. Yeah? And we do change the world. Yeah? This afternoon, when I go through the roadmap, you'll see. We're going to change everything. Non-disclosure agreement for staff. You know, just to protect you. Yeah? Protect your intellectual property. Somebody asked for that in the afternoon. By the next morning, we had one. Lawyers wrote one for us. They did it. Had it. It's on the members there if you want. Yeah. So you can do all these things really quick. And there's no excuse to have lots of red tape and take a month to do something. Just get on with it and do it. Take action. And that's what we need to do. Yeah. So I'll talk about a roadmap later. But the current projects, we've got new partners on board. So Farm Lord is here today. So, fortunately, we've got Alan, who's the UK CEO, who's come down from Farm and Road. Do you want to stand up, Alan? Or... Alan's shy, but he'll say. Alan's here, you can talk to him. Farm and Road I've been using for years, and I wanted a partnership with Farm and Road for a long time. They do a lot of supplements, but they do pharmaceutical-grade supplements. Yeah? A lot of them are food-grade, which means you only get 60% of the supplement in the actual product. Pharmaceutical-grade gives you 95% plus, I think, isn't it, Alan? 95% plus? So you're getting much higher grade products, okay? And on many of their products, especially the Q10 they're going to talk about later on today, is used in all the clinical trials across the world, yeah? And their Q10 product is 100% more effective than any other product out there, yeah? So for supplements, they can be really good. And we've got a program where we're just working with Pharma at the moment, where we're going to get it insured so you can offer supplements to your clients. And there's a bit of a grey area. You have to make recommendations. You say, well, this might be useful for you. Yeah, because you're not allowed to prescribe. Well, we're going to change that so that you can actually do full prescriptions and be insured for it. Yeah. So that's one thing. DigiX, we've got a new company that's come on board. They're redoing our website entirely. They really know what they're talking about. We've done a deal with them where they're going to offer at least 60 to 70% off a website if you want a new website. Yeah. But they're also working with us on a payment system. Now, there's a lot of changes in the banking system at the moment. Something called open banking. Open banking means you can send money from one person to another without having to go through a third party like Visa or MasterCard or Stripe or anyone like that. So basically, it's a direct debit, but it works off your card. So it means that we can remove all payments from your clinic. So you're not getting the 1.7% or whatever you're losing on clinics. Some people are paying more if they do on, especially if you go by PayPal, you could be paying 4%, 5%. Yeah. We're working with them where they can go onto your website or they can get an app on your phone and they'll set the account up and do everything for you for one fixed fee and then you'll never pay another payment, you know, to Stripe or anyone else ever. You'll get it for free on all your treatments. That could save you a lot of money over the year. Yeah. So that's going to be a great one. Clinicept, you've got in your goodie bags, Clinicept have given us a full bottle of a product there which you can use in clinic and there's a little spray attachment for it. Clinicept's a fantastic product. People don't know about it, but it's certainly taking the aesthetics world and the minor surgery world, dental world as well, by storm. It's a fantastic product that's been invented about 100 years ago, but it was very expensive to make, and they found a new process that makes it cheaper, and it works far better than alcohol, chlorhexidine, or anything else that you might be using. It kills everything in 15 seconds flat, but it doesn't have any toxins in. No cytotoxins at all. Yeah? Getting that balance of killing things off but without damaging the body is hard, because chlorhexidine is poisonous to humans. But you want to kill off the bacteria, so it's using the right amounts to get the best effect. But it doesn't cover everything. It will even kill off funguses. So spores that are in the fungus, and spores in the NHS, the hardest thing we're told now is NHS phlebotomists, to do a 35-second wipe to try and kill the spore off, especially in fungal spores, which are the hardest thing. It kills all funguses off and everything in 15 seconds flat, including COVID. So it's a fantastic product, so do use it. There's no alcohol in it either, so you can use it on your beds. You can clean down with it. It's just a great product. So you've got a full bottle of that in there, so that's a great new partnership. Blood transfusion service, people are asking about, 4 years in. Well, we're getting there. We're getting there. We're wearing them down. We've done lots of, we've had to demonstrate in front of them and show efficacy and work all the way through everything. But we're almost there. We're on the last bit. So it's now been escalated to really the organ donor section, which sits above the blood transfusion, to sign it off. And we're waiting to hear back. That went in this week. So hopefully we're in the last stage and we might get that issue removed. We've got the subsidised therapy fund, or STF fund, which Claire mentioned, okay, and that allows you to get some payments for clients who can't fully afford it. We will meet you halfway. So if a client can afford £30 for a treatment and you usually charge £60, we'll pay half of the difference. So we'll pay £15, you do a £15 discount for the client, and then hopefully you're getting paid a bit more, but you're supporting clients that perhaps can't afford full payments. Yeah. So you can access a lot of treatments with that, probably about 6 to 12, depending on how much money you need out of it. Yeah. So have a look at that fund. It's on the members' area. It's going to be very good for people. So I've heard lots of things recently about AAC that we're going to have problems as we grow. We're not going to be able to do the service. You're not going to be able to pick up the phone and speak to me, as you can do now. And that as we get bigger and bigger, we're going to hit the problems at all of the associations. What a load of rubbish. It's not going to happen. Right? It's not going to happen for multiple reasons. We're different than any other association. I didn't want to reproduce another big association that was going to do things the same ways. Yeah? We've got to be dynamic. We've got to be responsive. We don't have any salaried staff. There's no CEO at the top. Yeah? And every person in the working board is an acupuncturist. We have clinics. We understand the pains that people go through. We can fully empathise with the issues, and we can fully understand anything you talk about on the phone, because we do what you do entirely. All working group members of acupuncturists there. Very responsive. No large committees. Yeah. No red tape. The default answer to any question you ask us, will, if you say, can we do, will be yes. That's the default answer. Not, I'll look into it or we'll see. It's yes. We'll talk about the problems when we get to them. We'll get through them. Let's just get on and solve it. Yeah. Why not just say yes? Yeah. You ask people to do things, and I know, you know, some associate, well, lots of associations in the UK the last 5 years have been lazy. They haven't done a lot. Yeah, if you ask what they've done in acupuncture in the last 20 years, you should be lucky to fill up a postcard with it. Yeah, we've got to do more, and we can do. We're not going to become like that. We're going to keep moving, keep doing what we're doing. We're members of this organisation, so we don't dictate down to you what you need to do. Yeah, we're not here to do that. We're here to give a basis and a structure, and for you to tell us what you want from us. This is yours. You have ownership of this. Tell us what you want, and you will steer the ship where you want it to go. Anything you're in trouble with, you can ring me direct, and that's it. I'll be there. I'll pick the phone up. Yeah. Members' money is members' money. When we spend anything, I'm very conscious, we are not spending just a pot of money that, in theory, doesn't belong to anybody or belongs to the association. It's your money. It has to have benefits coming back that equal the money being spent out, if not more. Yeah. So it's used wisely. It's used to put forward things, to move things forward, big projects. Contacts and support, there's our email, phone number, Facebook, members area. I know a lot of people don't like using Facebook. I don't. I've not posted on Facebook for probably 12 years, 10 years. Yeah, I hate the thing. But for the forum's quite good, and I've got to be on there to answer questions and be there. So please do join, even if you don't like Facebook. We've got bi-monthly members meetings, the journal, which is our first edition, has just come out and is great. Mentoring supervision from Sarah, which is fantastic. The feedback's been absolutely amazing. Please join those groups. Obviously, the website members area, which we're now upgrading as well for a new, even improved area. And we've got a new app to come out on your phone, so you can access the whole members area on your phone. All the documents there, everything, just look them up immediately and everything's right there for you. No one's ever done an app. No association in the UK has got an app. A bit mad. You could have everything there on your phone. And that's my personal number. If you need me and there's something urgent and you don't want to use the main number or something confidential, my number's there. Ring me. I'm in clinic a lot, like you are, so leave a message. But I will back to you within usually 30 to 30 minutes to an hour. Yeah, I will literally, you know, pause my clinic, step out and take a phone call. Okay. So what we say is I stand behind everything. That's my number. Ring me if you're struggling. Many people are surprised if I pick the phone up, that, you know, the CEO of an association. I'm not a CEO. I'm just exactly like you. I'm another clinician doing the work. Bypass can help you or facilitate in some way. And usually we've seen all the problems before that you might hit. And there's answers for them. Because we've all been there before. Yeah. Okay. We need you. We need suggestions off you. That's what drives us and gives us a lot of things, pushing things forward. We're looking at a peer support project. In clinic, you can be quite lonely. Yeah? And we're looking at supporting people and trying to get people together. Whether we do that in regional groups, whether we do that in multi-bed clinics, and we have where people come in one day a week and we do that. We don't know. There's lots of ways of looking at. Please think about that. How can we get people together more? How can we communicate better? New partnership suggestions. If you've got any, you know, partners you want us to get in touch with, any discounts that you like, you think you're buying something but you're paying full price, give me a ring. I'll speak to them. I'll get us a discount. Why pay full price? Let's get cheaper. We need new board members. So please, if there's things you want to, projects you want to do, maybe it's research you're interested in, you want to come on board, then please do. Please, you know, if you just want to help out with general admin, then, you know, we're after new members to come on board and infuse people that really want to help push this forward. And referrals, as Kevin said, let's refer. If you can get other people in, colleagues that you know, and you believe in AAC, please bring them in. Okay. Thank you.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hello there, you're listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. Thank you so much for joining me here on Acupuncture Point today. I hope that you enjoyed listening to that welcome speech. Inspirational stuff, don't you think? Absolutely inspirational stuff. And I hope that that also explains to you why I'm proud to be both a member of the Association of Acupuncture Clinicians, but also why I'm really, really pleased to offer my time and to serve as part of its working board. Thank you so much for joining me here today. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I'll see you again next week. Goodbye.